Before the soul ever played it down, we found four needy charities and gave away more money than we brought in. We were having fun playing football and Robin Hood. But then on one bitter cold night in 2006, while I was staying in Philly, I looked out my window and I saw a man sleeping outside. He was huddled up, hoping just to make it through the night. I decided that we should focus our philanthropic efforts on the homeless. This issue could affect anyone. It didn't matter if you were young or old, black or white, Republican or Democrat. I didn't need a scientist to find the cure. I needed someone to help me help those in need. I asked a close friend to find me someone who was both passionate and compassionate, an authority on the homeless issue. He found me Sister Mary Scullion, and that's how the rock star who had the new beginnings, the bumpy ride, and the pencil came to write the words, "The power of we." You, me, that's the power of we. We can be that change we want to see. When I met Sister Mary and her already well-established team at Project Home, we joined forces, and nearly a decade later, we continue to address the needs of those in need through that power of we. Now, we may have lost some money on the team, but we won on and off the field. So remember that when life brings you challenges, it also brings you opportunities.